In 1963, a newspaper, I don't know where it is published, wrote to me that someone had recommended that I write for them an article concerning the relationship between the Finnish and Japanese design. And for years I had two or three copies of that magazine. Yeah. Now that was almost 50 years ago. And I don't remember what I did with that damn thing. But I also said the same thing when I came here. I said there is something about it. And this is one of the things that has so attracted me to some of the beautiful old tools the Japanese, the Finnish, the Finns made. And wooden things, just unbelievably beautiful. So I said to, and I have said it again and again, somehow those who are responsible for education here in Finland have not emphasized the need to educate young men and women who have the quality of salesmanship. Yeah, so this you when you look back over the last 75 or 80 years, you don't find that the Finns manage to sell themselves.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Yes.
Unlike the Dutch.
Yes. Yeah. It is astonishing that the I mean the, with the invention, the beauty of things, that the Finns just goddammit did not sell themselves. Here they have an ideal, almost ideal situation. Here, this one family was in charge of all this land, all these houses and so on. Here, they had these artists come. Why could they not enlarge on that? I am sure that if they had, if these the so-called charitable attitude in the people had reached out into the world, they could have gotten millions to help them to do what they wanted done.
Yes.
Yes. I have often expressed astonishment, and it was very interesting. Some few years back, a friend of mine, he is the fellow whose family owns this big greeting card company. They also were I think they must have owned the newspaper in Hämeenlinna. I'm not sure. But anyway, he said the same thing. He said when he was in school, he and a couple of buddies asked the teachers, why didn't they emphasize techniques or methods for them so that they could go out and sell these ideas that are all around? Why is it so that when you go abroad and you need to get some Finnish design, you go to a Danish shop or a Swedish shop? Yes. Well, anyway.
Anyway, exactly. Anyway, here we are.
Here we are. Yes. But let us hope, though, that I don't know. And then we have been here since then. This week we converted into from just like a sort of a hole in the forest to a living space.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You have a beautiful home.
Yeah. Yeah. And if they are successful with their building plan,
mm-hmm.
it could look good.
Yes.
But they have to do a really fine piece of work if they want to retain the character of that road. Yeah, because they need to watch. It needs
if watched over. Yes,
it needs to be watched over, yeah. And they need to find a way that they can broaden it.
Yeah,
and still mm-hmm. hold on to those heavy tree linings.
Yeah.
Now, since they knew that this was going to be, and they knew it 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
There is no reason why they could not have started planting big trees mm-hmm. beyond these mm-hmm. so that they could open that a little wider.
Yeah.
No. You see, it is the thinking is not complete.
Mm-hmm.
No care, no real care
mm-hmm.
was given to any area except around the mansion house.
Uh-huh.
And if you and when you think about it, I mean, to be quite honest, nothing is more boring than the garden around that mansion house. Yeah, I mean, there is no garden. There is no beauty there.
Yeah.
It's just there sits only sits this building without any beautiful trees mm-hmm. or bushes, mm-hmm. no movement,
yeah.
nothing.
Yeah.
There it sits.
Static, yeah.
It is pretentious, mm-hmm. of course. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, many of those houses were pretentious. And when you go inside and you look at the detailing, I mean, awful.
Apart from that, Fiskars is a little gem in this landscape.
Yes, yes.
It's a beautiful village.
Exactly.
And there is a reason why there are so many tourists coming here. It's very idyllic.
Yes, yes, yes.
And
but will it stay?
That we shall see in let's say 5 years.
Yes, yes.
There is a reason why artists came here, because it's inspirational here.
Yes, so. Yes. It is very interesting. You see, when you go from here. You take the road out,
mm-hmm.
and you go to your left.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just before the next road, which comes down along the way, there was a group of I don't know what kind of trees they were, but they are not finished. They were either from China or somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful leaves, beautiful, you know.
Yeah.
All that.
Yeah.
One of them must have been, I suspect it was close to 200 years old or so.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was damaged during one of these high wind storms.
Yeah.
That tree stood just as it had been damaged until finally it had started to rot.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me?
Yeah.
There was no, and there is here, was here, still is, a farm department
mm-hmm.
with all the machinery.
Mm-hmm.
And the necessary boring and
they could fix it. You mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 But that's not easy, and that happened all over. You know.
Yeah.
All over.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I spent almost a week when we moved here, hand clipping this whole lane, you know, clipping the trees so that at some point you could look through, and then the trees began. Mm-hmm. You see, and shaping some of the trees so that the more beautiful limbs were.
Yeah,
Next thing I knew, believe it or not, the farm
department
had come with machinery. I threw my hands up. I said, that is the end of it. Yeah. But this sort of thing, this kind of thing. And so I think, and I remember many years ago, they asked for suggestions, and so I had written out a map and so forth and so on. They kept that map and they followed it in order to get that area behind the, you know, where the blacksmiths.
Yes.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was following my.
Uh-huh. Good idea.
My sketch.
Mm-hmm.
The rest, I don't know why they didn't.
Nothing.
And they have in less than 5 kilometers from here, they have a rock deposit. Huge, beautiful rocks.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful rocks.
Yeah.
That are just there. You understand?
Yeah, you could use them.
Yeah. They're in a, just a pit. Just a pit.
Yeah.
And have you yet seen any rocks placed strategically here to emphasize or glamorize any buildings?
Mm-hmm.
And for instance, all the stone that you see around this house didn't come from here. They came from their rock quarry or down the road somewhere, but all the houses had only these cinders. Look at these funny. Just these little cracked stones around.
Stones.
I mean, and with the possibility of natural beauty looking them in the face, then all they need to do is put in some extra hours.
Mm.
And they have something quite special looking. Like they have a beautiful rock place right in the Keskus or something like that.
Yeah, it would be nice.